with you. Yeah.
At Rambam, I was confused. But it seems to say everything is organized in a way that it takes everything into consideration, irrespective of time, because Hashem is disparate from time.
Oh, so we said that's the last thing the Rambam is going to deal with. That how do we understand God's understanding and knowledge of the future and rectifying that with our free choice? That's the last thing the Rambam is going to deal with. And I'm telling you already now, the Rambam says in the beginning, this is something which I'm going to write a few lines about, and don't think you understand me just by reading these lines once. At first glance, no one's going to like what the Rambam has to say. I'm forewarning you. You're going to walk away and say, "What? Hey, that's not an answer." And you have to think about it. There's a lot of depth to what the Rambam is going to say to answer that question. So that's the last thing Rambam adds as an adjunct. He says, "Now I'm basically ready to end, but I have to deal with this question. How do we deal with this concept that God knows in advance, and yet we have free choice?" So that we'll get to.
Because it seems like to me there's a lot of times when our tzaddikim, our great sages, go to certain forces of nature, angels, or whatever you want to say, and say, "Listen, hey, got to do this." And they're like, "Who do you think you are?" And they say, "I'm acting because of this higher force, and you're holding things up. Yeah? So you gotta do something." Yeah?
So I think for now, I think we're going to have to focus on understanding this. The Rambam himself, in Mora Nevuchim, expands on this, and I was contemplating having next Thursday an adjunct to this chapter, seeing the Rambam from other angles, seeing how the Rambam contends with Gemaras that seem to argue on this. Let's take one example. The Gemara tells us there was a great sage, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. He was once going to redeem a Jew that was held hostage. He was on his way, and he came to Ginai, the river. And he said to him, "Ginai, split for me." And Ginai said, "I'm going to do the will of my master, and you're going to do the will of your master. You, it's a question whether you'll succeed or not. I am definitely doing the will of my master. Let me do the will of my master and not split for you." And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said to the river, he said, "Either you split, or I'm going to curse you that water shall never run through you again." And the water split. We don't find just a thought. He didn't answer the river head on. The river's claim seems right. But that's not our point. We find that the river split. So what are we going to say? That was decreed from the 6 days of creation, just like Kriyas Yom Suf. So I'm just saying, this Rambam, we have to understand how this Rambam works with Gemara. So what you're saying, I just gave an example of what you're saying from the Gemara.
Actually, that's what I had in mind when I said
it. Okay, so that's a Gemara in Chulin. And there are many stories in the Gemara that seem to go the way you're saying. We will have to try and understand that. But for now, I think it'll be too confusing to deal with all these things without seeing, firstly, what's the Rambam saying? So tonight, I want us to focus on the Rambam. You're welcome to ask the questions. But understand, we won't understand the Rambam well if we deal with the questions now. Now let's get the Rambam.
I just have one more question. And you don't have to answer it.
I'm with you, yeah.
To purge myself, I guess, today. My confusion. And the second point is the interesting notion of the internal completeness of our ability to choose between good and evil. From that statement, it seems that there is no external force that's going to act upon us, or negative or positive.
So I don't. The first point you said, I think, I would agree with. The Rambam seems to be saying that we do have an internal compass, we do have an internal understanding of what's right and wrong, which is a concept that we find in Rabbi Yehuda Alevi as well. That the Gentile who's seeking out the correct path, he has an internal drive to do what's right. This concept is important. I think the Rambam seems to say that. To say that there's nothing that's pushing us in either direction, I don't think that's correct in the Rambam. We could have things pushing us. We have a choice. Life is always pushing us in one direction or the other. I don't think the Rambam's going to preclude that. Okay. Says the Rambam. Vihine, we're holding page Resh Samach Gimel, the bottom of the right column. Vihine nishalanu davar chad levaro binyan ze. We remain with one more point to explain regarding this. Vehu shenemru miktzat psukim shem damim mehem bnei adam. And that is that there are certain verses that say, that seem to describe, that people are describing, that people think, mean to say, shashem gozer al ameri, that God has decreed that one will rebel, that one will be sinful. V'shum achriach behem, and that God forces a person to sin. There are verses that seem to say that. V'davar ze batel, and this is the Rambam is null. V'lachen nevarim, and therefore we're going to have to explain them. V'fishal ben asuv natnu behem pnei adam, because people have discussed them a lot, and we have to explain them. Mehem amru, some people say, mehem, among the verses that we have to explain, omro, the fact that God said l'Avraham to Abraham, va'avadum v'inutam, the Egyptians will make the Jews work and they will torture them. Amru, so people will say, have said, hinei kvar gazar al ha-mitzrim, God had already decreed upon the Egyptians lehara lezera Avraham, to be evil, to harm the offsprings of Abraham. Umadua heinisham, why did God punish the Egyptians? Vehem muchachim al kol panim lesha'obdem kmo shegazar. And they were forced to enslave them as God had decreed. So that's one question people will ask. How do we view the Egyptians as having b'chira chofshit if God had already declared that Avram's offsprings will be enslaved? V'tshuvat she'ela zo, and the answer to this question, that this is as though, for example, if God would say, "Ki asher yivaldu ba'atid yiyu behem mamrim v'nishma'im v'tzadikim v'rsha'im," as though God would say, you know, some of the people that will be born in the future, some will be rebellious, some will listen to the Torah, some will be tzadikim, some will be rishon. V'zemet, and this is true. V'zev davar ze yitchayev. I'm sorry. No one's going to say that because God said there will be wicked people, that forces me to be wicked. And no one's going to say that forces a person to be a tzaddik. Whoever chooses to be a rasha, that was his own choice. And if he wanted to be a tzaddik, it's within his grasp. Ve'en lo monem, there's nothing holding him back. Ve'chein kol tzadik, and so to every tzadik, ilu ratza liot rasha lo haya lo monem. If he wanted to be a rasha, nothing would stop him. Lefi sha'oda'a lo ba al kol echad ve'echad, ad she'omar kvar nigzar alai. Because God did not declare about any specific person that a person can say, God said I would be a tzadik, God said I would be a rasha. Ela ba'a bistam, but rather the declaration came as a closed declaration. There will be tzaddikim, there will be rishayim, v'nishal kol adam birtzono, and every person is left up to his own will, kefi ikar ha'ofi ativi, as is our nature. Now, the Rambam is going to say in a few lines a very, very strong philosophical point. The Torah discusses the punishment if a person sins, meaning the Torah recognized that a person will sin. If we don't accept this concept of the Rambam, then we have to say the Torah declared that a person will sin. Because the Torah says what will happen if we will sin. Says the Rambam, God doesn't discuss things for naught. This is a concept which the Rambam uses throughout his explanation. Anything the Torah discusses might happen, does happen. The Torah, God knew what would happen. God didn't have to discuss what might happen if it didn't happen. That's one of the Rambam's proofs that we're still going to conquer the land of Israel, because the Torah discusses what will happen if we expand our boundaries beyond the boundaries of the land of Israel. That's one of the Rambam's proofs that the Jewish people are still going to re-inherit the land, because the Torah discusses what happens if you expand the boundaries, and we never expanded them like that. So the Rambam is going to say in a few lines that the Torah discusses what happens if a person sins. Now, if we don't accept this point of the Rambam, then the Torah is already saying people will sin. How could the Torah say that? So that's why the Rambam is saying, God never declares so-and-so will sin. God declares there will be people who will sin, and then each person has a choice. Will he be one of those that that prophecy was referring to? God declared the Jewish people, Avram's offsprings, will be enslaved. God didn't declare which nation would enslave them. God didn't declare who would oppress them. The Egyptians chose to take that on themselves. Now, this concept is not the Rambam's. The Radak, in his explanation of Navi, quotes Rav Saad Yigon, if I'm not mistaken, either Rav Shir Yigon or Rav Saad Yigon, that says this, because God had declared that one of David's offsprings would rebel against him. God had said, Hineni mikim alecha ra'a mi beitecha. From within your home, evil will pounce upon you. And the question is, why was Avshalom punished so heavily? So he wanted to murder his father, but God had declared that one of David's offsprings would want to murder him. Explains Rav Saad Yigon, God did not declare Avshalom would come back and kill his father, or try to kill his father. God declared one of his offsprings, and the decree was left hanging. Now each one of his children had a choice. Is he going to be righteous or evil? If he's going to be evil, he might end up being the one that God declared would come and try to kill him. But that Avshalom would say, God, you declared I would do it. God did not declare Avshalom would do it. Yeshua, yeah. How does the Rambam deal with that? Good question. If we have time for question and answer at the end of the night, we'll have to deal with that. In one quick answer, there are multiple opinions in the Gemara. That is only one opinion that it never happened. There is an opinion that says it did happen, and I know where it happened, and that's one opinion, the opinion that says it never happened. Yeah. I try to answer in the order of the people that raised their hands. I hope I get it right. Yeah.
What about the rule that the nebuah, the prophecy that is about negative prophecy, does not necessarily have to happen. Does not necessarily have to happen, but that the positive.
Again, you're dealing with that point in the Rambam. You're dealing with that question in the Rambam, right? No, but you're coming to question the concept that the Rambam says that the Torah doesn't say things for naught. Okay. Again, we have to deal with this at length, but in a nutshell, and if you want more on this, so you could come to my house. I'll lend you a book called Machaze Elyon by Rav Sender from Chicago. He quotes a discussion about this, that the prophecies for bad were recorded because they have a message for many generations, right? Okay. So that's just an opening. We have to deal with this at greater length. Okay, so again, well, I don't want to go into this at depth, but a thought. We know that prophecies can be returned, repealed, and we also know that prophecies have multiple meanings. God tells Ahab, your son's going to kill you. You're going to have, your son's going to kill you. Your whole house will be destroyed. Many bad things are going to happen. Ahav does tshuva. God sends word back to Ahav. No, it's not going to happen to you. It'll happen to your son. We do find such things in the Navi. We find by Yonah, 40 days and Nineveh will be overturned. That overturned, well, it was overturned. They had a change of heart. They became different people. So there are multiple meanings. When God gives prophecy, he gives it with multiple meanings. That's one possible answer. There's more, but for now, that's just not to leave you in suspense. Really, this deserves a class in and unto itself. For now, we'll have to stay with that. Yeah?
My question was about the baby and the prophecy about his son, one of his sons will try to kill him. Because when it's okay, so David is my son, the first decided to do right, and not to kill him, and the second, and the third, and the fourth. So what does the fifth to do?
He could still do good. Then God has a problem. God has to solve his problems. So there are multiple meanings. Right. So if we look closely at the verse doesn't say one of his sons will do it. It says, Hineni mekim alecha ra'ami beitecha. I will bring evil from within your home. The Gemara clearly says that David was worried. It might be a servant. It might be a mamzer. It might be all kinds of things. That means David knew that there were multiple meanings to this prophecy. It didn't have to be one of his sons. could have been a servant. We find that Yoav was willing to join in that rebellion. He was just scared. There were people who would have done it. okay, so that's fair enough. I really think that the answer to that is a more basic answer. But I feel that this answer will make you happier, so I'm answering you this. I think if you think about it, you'll see that the question isn't so difficult. That's like asking, what if the whole world chooses to be righteous throughout time? And then what about God's prophecy? What will be if people sin? Meaning we could ask that as well. What would happen if everyone chose to be good? So you're not asking that, right?
No, well, in a sense, yes.
In a sense, yes. Okay, so so that, again, if you remind me, Be'ezrat Hashem will spend time. Remember, this isn't the Rambam's point here. We just brought this as a side. David, you want something?
It says we're not predestined to sin. Yeah?
Right.
We sin of our own accord, even if the sin is in order for us to overcome it, to do something better that we would have never done if we never would have sinned in the first place, right?
Right.
Still it's that way. For example, David, his sin with Bathsheba. The only reason he did that was because to make so he could write the and then everybody else do that.
So I'll give you an exact location. I hope if I can find it. Give me 1 second, and look over there. And then if you remind me, I see you guys are very interested. So that's good. But I think. No, that's not going to work. That's going to be too many results. Just a second.
I mean, I can agree. I can
here we go. Look in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalit Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Lo David ra'ui lo tomase, velo Yisrael ru'in lo tomase. David wasn't supposed to do that sin. The Jewish people weren't supposed to do that sin. So that's a Gemara that needs to be discussed. If you remind me, Zachem next Thursday, 2 weeks from now, we'll deal with it. again, I think all these questions are valid. I haven't yet heard an invalid question, but I mean in my life. But I think we have to focus to understand the Rambam first raw, and then see how it fits with the other things. We also have to be careful because, however I'm going to explain how the Rambam would answer all these questions, don't confuse me with the Rambam. That's my understanding of the Rambam and my understanding of how the Rambam might answer your questions on the Rambam. That doesn't mean that's how the Rambam would answer it. The Rambam might have a much better answer. So just be careful not to confuse what I'm saying with what the Rambam's saying. We're reading Rambam so far. What I'm answering, trying to answer, is potential answers. If you find favor in your eyes, good. I hope it's right. But I'm also answering things that other Rishonim say or other commentaries say. Not here, specifically in other places. That doesn't mean the Rambam would agree with those thoughts. I'm just saying it's possible to answer this way or that way or the other way. Let's continue with the Rambam now just so we get a clear picture of the Rambam. So the Rambam says, we always have our free choice. Not only that, even if we'll say that the Egyptian people were supposed to be the ones to put the Jews into servitude, every individual Egyptian that harmed the Jews, ilu ratza, if he would have chosen shelo la'ara lahem, not to harm them, harei hayta habchira biyado lekach, he had free choice. Lefi shelo gazar al adam mesuyam na'ara, God did not decree upon any specific individual to do bad. V'tshuva zu atzmai atshuva, and this answer itself is the answer be'omro, when God says to Moshe Rabbeinu about the Jewish people, God tells him, Hincha shochev im avotecha, you will pass away, you will go with your forefathers. V'kam ha'am hazeh, and this nation will arise, v'zana acharei Elohei nechara aretz, and they will be unfaithful, they will follow the nations of the Gentiles of the land. God tells them the Jewish people are going to serve idols. What does that mean? How could God foretell that we're going to serve idols? Where's our free choice?
We're going to choose to sin.
Ki en evdel ben zeh. There's no difference between God saying this uven omro, or God saying shekol oved avodah zarah neaseh bo kach vekach. That's what he said the Rambam is going to say. That the mere fact that the Torah says, if you do serve idols, you'll be punished with this and this punishment, and the Torah is indicating people may serve idols. And we said the Rambam's philosophy is that that means we people will serve idols. Lefi she'ilu lo haya sham leolam mi she'yavod, hayu kol hayomim levatala. If there were never a person who would transgress this, then all the threats are for nothing. Vayu kol haklalot kulan levatala. And all the curses would also be for naught. Vekach kol haonshin shebatorah. And so too, all punishments in the Torah. Velo biglal mitziyut din haskila batorah, nomar, sheze shechilel et haShabbat, muchach lechalelo. We won't say that just because the Torah says if you desecrate Shabbos, you get stoning, then the Torah decreed that so-and-so will desecrate Shabbos. The Torah did not. The Torah said, someday, someone will, and that person will get this punishment. The Torah did not declare who would. Someone would. And the Torah forewarned us that he who would get this punishment. That does not automatically mean that this someone will sin. V'lo b'mtziut haklalot nomar, nor will we say because God gave the curses, she'otam asher avdu avodah zarah v'chalu b'motam haklalot, that those who served idols and then the curses came true about them, we wouldn't say that nigzar aleihem lo'avdah, that it was pre-decreed that they would serve these idols. Ela birtzono avad kol mi she'avad, whoever served idols did it of his own volition, v'chal alav onesh, and the punishment came upon him. Gam hema bachoru b'darchem, gam ani evchar, etc. They chose their ways, God says, and I chose their punishment. And the next thing the Rambam is going to deal with is Paro, but Yoshua had a question. Yeah? We could say that. The Rambam didn't necessarily say that. We can say that. That fits with the Rambam. But we can also say that God did not even decree about the Egyptian people that they would enslave the Jewish people. God said they will be in a foreign land. And they vavadum v'inu tam, and there will be a period where they'll be in servitude and tortured. We find the first 190 years that Avram was in Israel and Yitzchak was in Israel, they were also considered part of the 400 years. It didn't have to look the way it did. Before we continue, let's take a vote. How many people have koach to continue? I would very much like to finish this chapter tonight, but it's going to take us another half hour, 40 minutes. How many people have koach? We still have a beautiful medrash to learn tonight. We have an amazing medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar to learn tonight. All about Sodom and Amora and what? Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So can we see again a show of hands? How many people want us to continue? We'll do the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer just after the chapter. How many people have koach to continue?
There's too much left unanswered to stop here. Yeah, it's very interesting.
And how many people want us to stop?
I'm just going to go in a few minutes, so you don't mind me.
Okay, so we'll pause here. And I know you guys won the vote.